He's living in circumstances that you wouldn't wish to anyone. He's lying in a bed with, let's say, 2 acres and a plank across the ceiling to keep, in his opinion, the ceiling from going down, as recommended by a contractor. I visited the house. I have concerns. The whole case is based on, let's say, the question of justice, health, and well-being. Because you can know the trauma it is for a person living, having engaged and bought the house, and his wife worked so hard for the be able to do so as well, and they find out now he's lying in a house that, we'll say, has no real value, and his daughter comes in and attends and looks about him and all the rest of it. So I can only imagine, having visited a couple of times and having had the house looked at as well, the difficulty it is to face that every day when you get out of a bed, sitting there waiting for maybe the daughter to come in and to have that kind of conditions, because the house, as I said, is immaculate and the areas where it can be kept. And even the sitting room that they have is, they have it exceptionally well. Skirting around that, there's space below where you can see soap sidings taking place and all the rest of it. So the question arises for me is, encouraging, we'll say, authorities to deal with what maybe might, in their opinion, be unfair to expect, but nevertheless, morally, it's totally wrong to see such a situation exist with an 82-year-old man. And I'd be looking now at the possibility of, we'll say, that they send out one of their men to take a look at the house, assess it and do something like that to make a report, because if a report was made to them, it might even change circumstances for the individual who lived there.